These days, it involves pixels instead of paper, but if you're a working actor, you still need a good headshot, which means there are still photographers who specialize in capturing that perfect picture. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez spent a day with some pros and brings us this report.
Good. Hold that right there. Tilt your head a little this way. Good. Good. Perfect. Teeny little smirk, like you got a big fat secret.
Good. It's an entertainment industry ritual that happens in photography studios across Los Angeles every day. An actor getting headshots.
Hold that right there. There you go. That's the Rob smile. Good.
Even as Hollywood changes, with movies seen on the smartphone screen as well as the big screen, and fans asking celebrities for selfies instead of autographs, the headshot and its importance endures.
Well, they're your first entry. It's the first view of who you are. It's the strangest calling card that anybody might ever have.
Rob Nagel is your quintessential working Hollywood actor. He's often cast as the goofy suburban dad in commercials or a murder suspect in cop shows. But as Rob gets older, he's looking for more complex roles, like maybe what you'd see on HBO. And Rob thinks the headshots he's getting today are key to that goal.
More than anything else, I just want to look at some pictures and see something new in myself so that I, as well as people who've seen my photos before, look at me and think, oh, that's a side of Rob I've never seen. I never thought of him for that.
Taking Rob's photos today is Stephanie Girard, a well-known and respected headshot photographer, especially among Hollywood's legion of character actors. She's also one of the handful of women in this business.
Good. Good, good, good. Go ahead and turn your body a little bit this way.
Stephanie says a good headshot session is part photography, part psychology.
I think something people don't know is, as photographers, headshot photographers specifically working with actors, we end up being therapists a lot of the time. That the actors really kind of open up during the session and we get to know them. And, you know, when there's a camera in someone's face, I think their insecurities tend to come out, and the good, the bad, the ugly, it all comes out. So you end up learning a lot more than just someone's face, but inside them too.
Along with that, Stephanie and other headshot photographers must also work with a younger generation of actors who were weaned on trading their photos on social media. And she says that often affects how they pose for the camera.
We call it the selfie nation. When you get the younger actors in here, they're used to posing for the camera a certain way.
Meaning they do the pursed lips look and that kind of
tilt selfie their head,
pose.
Hand on the hip, which, you know, it's fine for social media and they probably look gorgeous in all their Instagram photos. But when you're being photographed professionally, it's a little different. It's a little different. And some of them have a hard time breaking that habit, or they don't trust that, oh, I can be photographed both sides, or if I put my chin down or out, that will actually look better. And some of them we have to bring around and actually show them on camera.
While headshots snapped with a selfie stick are definitely not okay, the style of these photographs has evolved over time. 20 years ago, the headshots were often in black and white, and there was way more of an emphasis on heavier makeup, striking poses, and dress up.
The photos are more real now. It's not the black turtleneck and the posing with your hand under your chin kind of thing. It's a much more natural approach. It's not as posed, I think. And the wardrobe has changed drastically. So these actors now have to kind of hint at their type without playing characters in their photos. The days of actors wearing a lab coat, you know, because they want to show they can play a doctor, they're almost totally gone.
But the biggest change is technological. Headshots don't get printed nearly as much on 8x10 sheets of glossy prints that you can hold in your hands. As with so many things, it's now all digital, the headshots existing only in computers and on thumb drives. And that's changed how casting directors, whose job it is to match the right faces with the right roles, do their jobs.
In your 25 years of doing this, how many headshots have you seen?
I'm going to say probably at least 30 to 40,000, at least.
30 to 40,000 headshots
yeah.
seen.
Yep. Yes, that's why I wear glasses.
That's casting agent Danielle Askenazi. She says in the old days of headshots printed on paper, just looking through them all could be an industrial scale operation, but not anymore.
We don't ever look at headshots anymore.
You never physically touch an 8x10 piece of paper anymore.
And I love that.
You love it. What's good about it?
I could see things so much faster. I don't have to hire, you know, if I'm doing 3 or 4 jobs at a time, I don't have to hire 5 assistants to look after each job and open one by one, put them in different categories. Now it's just a matter of clicking, and there's 100 headshots on a sheet electronically, and I just push buttons. That's all I do is push buttons and go through the ones that I like.
But now that it's possible to look at so many thumbnail-sized faces so quickly on computer screens, that puts extra pressure on headshot photographers like Stephanie Girard to take photos that capture the eye of a harried casting director or producer. After all, a career could be riding on it.
So the power of the thumbnail popping, we kind of call it the pop factor now, is massively important. Because if not, you'll just get lost. Those of us that work consistently in the business, we all have to up our game because it's so competitive for the actor, you know, that you have to get them the best shot that you possibly can.
That's what Stephanie hopes she's accomplished in her session with actor Rob Nagel. After the shoot, they sit down together at her computer and start reviewing the best headshots that will get Rob the best roles.
Which one surprises you the most?
I love that one.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I think that one's very, very marketable.
Yeah.
Commercially, I know agents love smiling shots, but I feel like that's the shot that's going to get you the roles you play in commercials.
Yeah,
more so
sure.
than that, as far as...
And with that, Stephanie gets ready for her next client, another actor who hopes that the right headshot could lead to the next gig, and maybe, just maybe, fame and fortune.
Good. Drop the chin just a little. Perfect. Little tilt.
For KCRW's The Business, I'm Saul Gonzalez.